Well, I've got a little surprise for you all now. Are you ready? Are you sitting back? Are you relaxed?
Yes, absolutely.
Here's Ian Pittaway.
I am Ian Pittaway, a musician specialising in medieval music, writer of the early music research website, earlymusicmuse.com. The two earliest surviving secular songs in English make a neat pairing, as they're both about the weather, the seasons, and heavily feature birds. The earliest is Midiatis Willa Summeri Last, from about 1225, and the second is Summeris Cumminin, between 1250 and 1265. And since the second features a musical cuckoo call, it's a song Richard Collins is particularly interested in. These two earliest secular songs in English are not in the English we'd recognise today, but in Middle English, the common language of the English Middle Ages. The first of the pair has one surviving verse. Midiatis will a summery last with Fuchele's song. Och nu necheth windes blast and rere strong. Ay, chwat this nictis lung and itch with well michel wrong. Surach and moon and wast.
Midiatis will a summery last with Fuchele's song. Och nu necheth windes blast and rere strong. Ay, chwat this nicht is long, and itch with well michel wrong, surach and moon and blast. Merry it is while the summer it lasts with sweet bird song. Oh, but now the cold wind blasts, it blows so strong. Oh, but this night is long, and it does to me much wrong. Sorrow and lament and waste away.
Merry it is while summer lasts with birdsong, but now, close by, the winds blast and the weather is powerful. Oh, this night is long, and I am done much wrong, sorrow and mourn and waste away. The first two lines of Merry it is have a particular poignancy contrasted with the rest of the stanza, when we consider the regular use of the same simile in medieval literature. Human happiness is like the gladness of a bird at the rising of the sun. A Middle English translation of Genesis and Exodus, for example, from 1250, has the lines, Christians ought to be as happy as birds are when they see the day dawn. And Geoffrey Chaucer's The Shipman's Tale from the Canterbury Tales around 1390 has the lines, they were as glad of his coming as a bird is happy when the sun rises. So Midiatis uses the same image. I was happy in summer when there was birdsong and plenty, and now I'm miserable in winter when the birdsong is gone and we have to shield from the weather and worry about getting enough food. In the slightly later Summeris Cumminin, the first thing mentioned in the song about summer is birdsong, and the underlying pes, an accompanying short vocal line that repeats throughout, is sing cuckoo, nu sing cuckoo. Sing cuckoo, now sing cuckoo. In Summeris Cumminin, it is the sound of a bird that signals the summer sun. Summeris Cumminin, clode sing cuckoo. Groweth sad and bloweth mad, and springeth the wood anew. Sing cuckoo, our blateth after lum, luth after calvacoo. Bullock starteth, bucker verteth, muri sing cuckoo. Cuckoo, cuckoo, well singest thou cuckoo, ni swick thou never know.
Sing cuckoo, sing cuckoo, sing cuckoo, sing cuckoo. Summer is coming in, load of sing cuckoo. Grow its head and blow it mad, sing the water noon. Sing cuckoo. Our bloody after lumbles after cuckoo. Bullocks there with book about with city a single cuckoo. Cargo, cargo, sing is the cuckoo. Swig thou now or no. Summer is he coming in, 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 summer's water.
Summer has come in, loudly sing cuckoo. Seed grows, meadow blossoms, and the wood springs up now. Sing cuckoo, ewe bleats after lamb, cow lows after calf, bullock leaps, buck farts. Merry sing cuckoo, cuckoo cuckoo, well sing you cuckoo, don't cease you ever now. There are many striking aspects to the song. The buck farting, buck averteth, is presumably due to newly plentiful food. The cuckoo call, in musical terms a repeated descending third, cascades through multiple voices in the song. Two voices sing the pes, the foot, sing cuckoo, nu sing cuckoo, and the other four voices sing the melody with a staggered entry, with the effect of sing cuckoo cascading over four consecutive voices, then cuckoo cuckoo doing the same. They're both beautiful songs, and take us back to a time before supermarkets and central heating, when birdsong, marking the change of the seasons, was hugely significant for the way people had to adapt to warmth or cold, to plentiful food or rationing. No wonder, then, that birdsong in general, and the cuckoo call in particular, was a source of joy for people in the medieval period.
So now, what do you think of that, guys?
Very impressive.
That was excellent, really good. Yeah, it's very tuneful.
It's great to hear it. It really is. Thank you very much indeed, Ian.
Yeah, thanks again, Ian, and lovely to speak with you during the week.